Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
A traveler, you've come to the right place. Our report from Pauline Frommer, who represents Frommer, Frommers.com, the Frommer Travel Guides, a name that's synonymous with travel between her and her father for a long, long time. She's going to bring us up to date on the latest from American Airlines, whether or not you believe in the criticism that has come from them. We'll talk about that. How do you make your choices? Is there really a global seat sale on, as a lot of the emails have been screaming from the travel sites, buy your tickets now! We'll find out if that's legit in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who makes better lovers, short men or tall men? Well, here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Short men, because they have something to prove, have a better shot at winning the race. Short guys have no problem playing leading men in movies. Tom Cruise is certainly no physical giant, nor is Sylvester Stallone. And 5'4" Alan Ladd, a yesteryear's movie star, had to stand on crates to kiss his leading ladies. To take it a step further, usually dictators are short, handling power far better than tall people. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, short men have something to prove. They overachieve and excel in ways you don't expect, even in the love department. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, Golf Scorecard for Android is a simple digital scorecard for golf. It works fine, but why is it $4?
For
Golf Scorecard.
Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, 56 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides and Frommers.com. So we're all just talking, Pauline, about the fight on the Spirit Airlines plane. I have said this hundreds of times on the air. Spirit is an airline that has no reason to exist. And perhaps this show.
This is kind of a doozy, you guys. The passengers were complaining when two women playing a radio like a boombox. I mean, what decade are we in? Were in trouble. They held the boombox up in the air, and then another group of passengers approached the two women, and this became a girl fight with like hair pulling and punches and the whole nine yards. Oh, boy.
What even brings this about?
I have no... That was the wackiest story. I mean, you know, Spirit is kind of the Greyhound bus of the airs. It's very cheap. It feels cheap when you're flying it. It's often not well cleaned. They seem to have fewer flight attendants, but that may not be the case. You know, in defense of the flight attendants, they say bad behavior by passengers has become a problem on all the airlines. I think, you know, once you get through security, your level of stress is so darn high that you lash out, you do weird things, you don't act in a civilized fashion. Mm. And it came to a head on that flight.
Right.
That was just nuts.
Nuts. All right, let's talk about the American Airlines criticism from its pilots. After all, they were the ones that made the deal happen. And now they're seeing, I have never had a good word to say about Doug Parker, because I think he's a slimewad. I think what he has done at USA, I mean, the airline is just like a widget factory.
The airlines are making record profits right now, and they're saying, well, we deserve that. We went through so many years of losses, but you would think with some profits they could be treating their staff a little bit differently and rolling back some of the measures they had to take when things weren't so good.
I fly American more than any other because I have so many miles. I don't like the new American at all. You go to a counter and you have I always start my conversation with, how do you like working in the new circumstance? Because otherwise I'm going to get barked at, and I know I am. So I just start with them telling me what a rotten place it is to work. And then I find, like, I had that conversation with somebody in Fort Lauderdale last Saturday, and I got upgraded to first class. So, but I know she was going to, she wasn't even going to put me on the plane before I had that conversation with her. So it is nuts. And you just wonder, how low can it go? What about the, we've got about 30 seconds. Airlines having a bench seat for heavy people. Did I talk to you about that before?
Well, that's in the planning stages, but they throw a lot of things at the wall when they're planning new airlines. I don't think it's going to happen, but I really hope it doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Pauline Frommer. Always check out Frommer.com and the Frommer Travel Guide.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.